Hey, WB2Y, ZX and the K2IRT group here. Well, definitely. I've been hearing that you got a couple of the EQSL cards and sent them out. I got a nice letter from a fellow in Texas that worked 20 meters with us, and he sent us a full page. Apparently, he's part of the Collins Collectors group there, and he's very proud of his Collins equipment. Has a certificate buying the original Collins in 1957. So what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'll go back and I'm going to quickly rework one of the Subway Centennial certificates, and I'm going to send him that for off-field AQSL, because he did send us the self-addressed stamped envelope there, and I think he'd like to see us on the train. Is there, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think I sent an email the other night with a link on it. I worked a guy in Quebec on, the heck was it, 17 meters in fact, a train buff, and he sent me an EQSL and mentioned he was a train buff, and I broke down at that I was a member of this club, and he sent me that link to a bunch of Canadian train lines and things of that sort. So, yeah, very good. Hey, we got a lot of those EQSLs, maybe about 24 so far, so I've been answering them as they come in. I don't see any there right now, though. Back to you.
WB2PQR. And WB2PQR, come on in, Abe. How you doing?
Ah, very good. Saying hello to all. Just got off the treadmill in the basement, so I think I got to run up here and get into the net and support the net. Not much new over here, just cleaning up the shack and cleaning all the junk that I have acquired and making some room. It seems that every time I pick something up from the ham fest, that becomes my project. I look at it, apply power, check it out, it works, just put on the shelf, then I'm going to do something with it, and then I get another project. So it's never ending. Go ahead, Charlie, pick it up.
Very good. Good to hear you in there, and I guess you've heard we had a good time at field day and all that good stuff, and whatever. Let me give it a lobby.
All right, WB2YZX and WB2PQR and the K2IRT group. Yeah, the gang got together. We had a heck of a good time there. And, well, always, you know, we get together and we didn't really kill ourselves this year. We didn't go up on the roof too much. We were only up there until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We got all the proper antennas up, minus the 40-meter monster. It got a little too late for us to string that thing up, but between the dipoles and the TA-33 and the verticals and everything, we did a good showing there. We had a great time, and even the group got together with the group commander, whatever it was called there, of the ARL Hudson division there. Now, I don't know if you guys have been to the QST webpage, but they have a blog there for QST, and some people give in their little observations, and a couple of pictures get put up. And you may find if you type in K2IRT, something interesting was written. Don't know who did that, but yeah, give it a try. You'd like to see it there. That was the very first time I used the blog, and I only sent that one picture of our beam antenna at sunrise with the sun poking through the lattice work of the tower there. It looked quite nice up there. I only found out later the next day that you could post more than one picture. So I may just go back and add a few. We'll see what happens. I think the glow of field day is over and everybody's busy resting. All right, with that, let's go back up to KF2WR in the wonderful state of New Jersey.
Yeah, KF2WR in. Yeah. What was that, the ARRL site, Bob, you were just talking about?
Yeah, ARRL.org. And then they have the soapbox, they call it the soapbox. And you just click the special event thing for field day and type in K2IRT and you'll get to our little thing.
Yeah, I think I'll give that a shot right now. And hey, Abe, good to hear you, my friend. Good to hear you. Nice to hear you're in there. Be careful on that treadmill, Ben. They could be dangerous, those things. KF2WR, with that on. Steve, W2FBR.
Okie dokie. Very good. KF2WR, W2FBR with the K2IRT group. Yeah, just a comment to Charlie here. I've got the website up, the K2IRT.org website up, and yeah, I see a couple of familiar faces in there. At least they're not hanging up of a post office. You guys may as well be in a jail with that peeling paint in the walls, but it certainly gives it a nostalgic appearance. It's funny. I've never been into Hamill's Tower. Never been there. Been past it a million times with my trains going by, but never actually been inside of it. And Charlie, as far as getting out to Hamill's Wire, I feel bad that I didn't make it. But I'll tell you, it's a start. Trying to get from here to there. The traffic is absolutely horrendous. And Fridays I have the kids, and I think what wound up happening that Saturday is I think I was down at my mother's house down in Belmar. So yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure of it. So definitely next time I'll have to make a more concerted effort. You had to get started at ODOC 30 and get out there. Lobie, I'm just curious if you're running HF while you're sitting out there in the Jeep, if you're on the night watch group listening to those guys. I tell you, you're in the car, we could probably almost work simplex if I jumped in my car out here, since it's a direct shot across the water. I've got a minute timeout on this thing, so let me stop babbling. How you doing, Abe? Welcome aboard. Good to hear you in here and everybody else. W2ASV, this is W2FBR. This is IRT, the K2IRT group.
Alright, W2FBR and the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ. Yeah, I don't have the HF antenna on the car. When I just came out here, and I just left the antenna at the house there. When I get back, maybe I'll stop by on 160 for a little bit, see how I feel. All the gang is going to get together in southwestern Pennsylvania for KCAQGJ, good old Tom's birthday. It's a super secret birthday. He keeps telling us that, so don't tell anybody. So we'll get together there on the border of West Virginia and Pennsylvania and raise a couple and have a little fun there for a few days. I don't know. As they said, I would love to do simplex. I'd love to do a lot of things with this radio. The only problem is that I would have to go into the back, dig out the instruction manual, and try to figure out the 20 different menus behind each button over here. You know, the ASU 857D is a beautiful compact radio, and it does everything except wash the kitchen sink for you. The only headache is just trying to figure out how to make the thing work. You know what I do? I sit back and I preset my frequencies. I've got the 2 meter, the 440 frequencies plugged in. I've got the frequencies plugged in for the 72 true and Tom's 1871. Don't ask me to do anything else, because then I'm going to actually have to, don't tell anybody, read the manual. With that, we'll give it back up to Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
Right, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, very good. Well, I found that blog on there. Very good. I'm glad someone did that. I was going to suggest that, but, and that's a nice picture there. I got a few nice ones myself when the sun was going down. And I'm just starting to read this as I speak here. I wonder if Mike N2YBB sent over those pictures that he took of us, all with our, proudly wearing our shirts made by Dennis there. So, yeah, we've got customized T-shirts for those of you that don't know. And by the way, I entered us in the AMSAT Field Day competition, which runs concurrently with the ARRL Field Day. We got all of 7 satellite contacts, but I figure, what the heck, maybe we'll come out number one in the city or something. It's worth a shot anyway. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Well, that's all. Hey, listen, we just keep throwing our name out there, and it was a surprise last year when we got that certificate being number one on the UHF-VHF contest they had there. That's where you were up on the roof freezing your tail off in January as the wind was blowing at 50 miles an hour through through the jacket. I don't know if we're going to do that again. That was a little interesting, though. Ah, what else is going on? Yeah, as I said, anybody can put anything on the ARRL blog. If you got a little story, a couple pictures, you can throw that up there. Now, that other write-up that you're reading now, Charlie, I sent that write-up in to Kleineman, Joel Kleineman. He's the editor. And I also gave him and Mary Hobart the photographs. I made a select group of photographs. I had to reduce them in quality because my camera makes the pictures 2 megs, 1 meg. So when they do their thing, they try to keep it less than 500. So we've got a whole bunch of pictures out there. What are they going to do with it? Haven't the slightest. You may find a couple of shots in QST, and then again, I'm just happy that we had the fun that we did. Let me just stop for 20 seconds here. All right, before we continue, once again, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, K2IRT, Kilowatt 2, India Romeo Tango, or as we like to call it up in the subway, Irritable, Rundown, and Tired. We meet here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock just to have a chat about anything from field day, as we're doing now, to whatever else happens to get thrown on the table. Again, if you're listening, you don't have to be a member. Just check in, join in the group discussion here. I'm going to take a pause right now, see if anyone else wants to join us. This is K2IRT.
2VEQ checking in.
Hey, Ral, VEQ, how you been? Come on in, make one.
Fine, Lobe. I knew it was almost that time. I got caught taking my daughter to make a couple of deliveries to my niece for her birthday, and rushed around the back here, and I have one of those tripods, and I threw a pole in it, and threw a mag mount on top of it, and I'm getting through, I guess, pretty good. How am I sounding?
No problem at all, Val. Very clear. Now, it's interesting. Where I am on the water, I must have a direct line to the repeater because I'm looking at the S meter on the Yaesu here, and it's nothing but bars, and it's pinned. It's pinned all the way up to the max. Go ahead.
Roger. I have the little Yaesu 50R, FT50R HT, and I'm doing pretty good also over here. I didn't get the full gist of the conversation. I hopped right in, but I knew it was a little about field day, so you guys can continue on, and maybe I'll have a little input as we go around again. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lobe, and K2RRT.
All right, we've got VEQ on net here, and you got the K2RRT group. Yeah, we're just having a general chat about field day, and just heard that the K2IRT website, if you type in the computer, k2irt.org, is up and running, so you'll see all of our smiling faces doing whatever we normally do on K2IRC. And in the ARRL, ARRL.org, they have a section there, a blog, and you can just post some notes and photographs of field day and pretty much anything. And we put some information in there, too. So once again, our little group is still out there. We're still going strong. And again, we're going to keep on going strong there. One quick thing, a quick announcement that Charlie, N2JZA, good old Charlie Q, announced he's retiring on August 5th. So between me and between Andy and my friend Ed, WA2NDA, who used to be a thorn in Charlie's side when he was on HF, we're all busting his chops to take some of his cash out money and get another radio, get him back on the air. We probably will. But back up to Andy, KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group.
KF2WR, Andy, New Jersey.
Hey, Val, how are you?
Always a pleasure. Nice to hear you in there, and you're doing a great trip down. Your signal's doing a great job. You know, Lobie, that soapbox is really a nice thing there. ARRL lets everybody get near it. That's a nice little feature. And while we just have the websites on our mind here for a quick second, we really got to take hats off to Dennis. He's doing quite a job with this website of ours. I'm pretty proud of it, man. He's doing an excellent job with this. And I think he wants to go over some of the things at the meeting Wednesday coming up. Some ins and outs, and he's looking for some suggestions. And you don't want to overwhelm him, but this is a really nice site. I'm very happy to see that. He did a fantastic job. So with that, I'll go down the line here, keep it in rotation. And Anthony, I believe, will be Steve, W2FBR, from KF2WR, and K2IRT Group.
Okay, Andy. Unfortunately, I'm just going to pass it along to Lobie. I got a phone call from another railroad employee, but he works for Conrail. He works over in Eport Yard in Elizabeth, the former CNJ yard. And that's my buddy John, WB2SMA. He's called me up with some information on some items. So, Lobie, take it away. I'll see where we stand on the next go-round. This is W2FBR. Go ahead, Lobie.
All right, no problem there. You go ahead and say hi for the gang and tell him to get on 2 meters or 440. The more the merrier. All right, I just started up the Jeep and I'm starting to move away from the shore because, as we all know, when the sun goes down, the little critters start coming out of the sand and they're starting to bite. So I'm heading for higher ground, as they say. WB2YZX in the K2IRT group. Come on in, Charlie.
All right, Lobie, very good. Watch out for those skeeters. And, yeah, you mentioned Ed, WA2NDA, before. I used to talk to him all the time on 2 meters and packet and whatever. I haven't spoken to him in a very long time. If you happen to come across and tell him I said hello, I'm sure he'll remember me. And, yeah, I mean, you had some pretty good band openings on 6 meters, even 12 meters. I was making contacts on there the other day. In fact, I worked the guy in Wisconsin earlier on 6. And I just put up a new antenna the other day for 17, 12, and 6 meters, all on one feed line, similar to the one you put together, Lobie, when we did that thing at Marine Park. So, it just happened to be good timing with these nice band openings here. And, of course, 10 meters has been spent a lot of time up there, too. So, that's it for me. Over to you, Lobie. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ here. Yeah, I speak to Ed every day. Just spoke to him this morning. And, again, he and Charlie had a little bit of a power struggle, many years ago. when they had our radio club there, and for a while they weren't talking, so I'm trying to get these two guys together because they were good friends once upon a time. And I'll probably, if I get home tonight and turn on 160, if Ed's up there, I'll say hi. He's usually on the 72 chew in the morning. That's 7191, the night watch at night now. And then after 9 o'clock, everybody piles into 160 and has a little fun. The only other thing I'm going to talk about field day is that two antennas didn't survive. I found out later that the vertical antenna, the 6B TV, has a bent 10-meter coil. I don't know, it must have whacked into something. So what I'm going to have to do, I got it in the backyard right now. I'll probably do a tear down, take a look, see what I can do, if I can straighten the thing out. And if I can, fine. If not, I'll just call up Hustler and we'll order another 10-meter coil and get back to 100% on that. And I'm going to be heading out to Pickin Yard. I keep threatening I'm going to go to Pickin Yard. Someday I will have a chance to get out there. I'm going to bring the 160-meter hamstick with me. Do a little rewinding. I'm going to unwind that aluminum core that they have with that garbage aluminum wire and rewire it with the good form bar, the motor wire, and maybe get something a little bit more stable than it was. It worked okay once I fixed it, and we made a couple of contacts on 160. But it should have been working better, so I'll get that thing straightened out. Well, I have to get it straightened out. That's my antenna for the campus, so it's got to be fixed. Hey, we'll go back up to Abe now, WB2, PQR, and the K2RFT group. Come on in, Abe.
All right, very good.
Very good, Lobby.
And listen, when you talk to Eddie Jenner, we know, give him my regards, too. We used to talk to him all the time down here in Brooklyn. I think we all of us were in the same group together. So I know. In fact, I saw him at the Saddle River Half Fest down, not Saddle River.
Oh, in Jersey, all the rivers are the same. Down in Tom's River, he had a Half Fest. I saw him down there. That was nice. One of these days, Charlie, I want to get together with you on learning more about, the satellites. What, just for the heck of it, on a quickie, what antennas were you using on, for the field day for the satellites?
Got an 11-element Yagi for 432 and 4-element Yagi for 2 meters. And I had them horizontally polarized, which is actually not the way to do it, but it works. You know, I'm not going to go through the hassle of, elevation rotated and whatnot, but it's enough. It works. Or you could even use those egg beater antennas. I homebrewed one a few years ago, and I have a couple in the attic here, too, but you really don't need too much.
Yeah, but wasn't the, if you had those beams, weren't they very sharp, or they were very broad when they got up there?
Well, it all depends also which satellite you're using too. You know, you can kind of. I got the satellite tracking software, so I can follow it along. But when the satellite's coming above the horizon, you know, the horizontal polarization, you're hitting it with the gain. As the satellite comes overhead, you're just hitting it with a driven element. You're just hitting it with a dipole, really.
Okay, so what you're saying is, if it's pointed in whichever direction, you're still just going to get, it's still going to be quiet, and it's just a matter of your signal strength, because when it goes over the horizon and goes around the back, you're going to be catching it off the back of the antenna, correct?
I follow it around, because the software will tell you where it is, so you could just keep the beam on it, pretty much.
You're talking about using the Armstrong method?
And we had the 6, 2, and 70-centimeter antennas on a tripod, and we had a rotor on it.
Okay, that answers my question. Because I keep on seeing this guy on the beach. on his chair with an antenna that he just keeps turning it and by using the Armstrong method. Okay, now I understand. That sounds interesting. And around how long were you able to hold the satellite on each pass?
Again, it depends upon the satellite. The higher it is, the longer the longer your window. But generally, about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a nice amount of time considering when you're typing and doing it that way. You were
using packet in the computer. You weren't just using FM, were you?
I wasn't using any packet. I didn't go out to any of those satellites. I didn't bother setting up a packet. These satellites I hit, they were sideband.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. All right, I don't want to hog it. I'll send it back to Lauby and he can pass it around. Very, very interesting. I got involved in that, playing around with it for my next project that I'm doing. I picked up an old Motorola brick on 50 megacycles, so I was going to put it on the military frequency and add a 150 cycle tone oscillator so I can talk to the PRC 25s and 77. Okay, Lobby, it's all yours, courtesy of you, K2LIRT, repeater. Pick it up, Lobby, W82AZX, WB2PQI in the group.
All right, WB2PQR in the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ here. I'm here at Flappershin Avenue right now. I don't think the swarm of bugs are after me just yet, but got to take my hats off to Charlie, even though I don't wear hats, but he puts a lot of work into that satellite system of his, and I love watching him when he starts making the contact. He's like a cat pouncing on a mouse. And you see the biggest smile on his face because, got it! those are hard good to see that. All right, let's give it up to Val. VEQ, she's all yours.
Thank you, Lobby. This is Chet. This is Val. KV2VEQ. Just listening to Charlie go through his thing about the satellites. Very interesting. We definitely have to get some more people on that. I think I'm going to get a little more interested in it and do a little something, get a couple of things in it. Both my HD is a dual bander and my home base station is 2 meter and 6 meter. So I should be able to work those two and get it together. I just have to get me a better computer, a little laptop or something to go along with it. It's pretty reasonable right now, but I was going to go Apple. I just wanted to know if we could do it with Apple or iMac or something like that also. So I was
Here you go. If you want to play around with it, no problem. You know where to find me, and we can get you set up there. Back to you.
Yeah, I was asking, I was thinking about buying a Mac. I just wanted to know if you could use that to do the tracking program.
I don't know if there's any satellite tracking software for the Mac. Actually, no, there is a program. No, I've never used it. And you can also, there are also internet websites where you can find what you're looking for.
Roger that. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Back over to you, Lobby. W2AC,
W2BQ. All right. Forgive me. I'm starting to sneeze. All right, here I am back again. Yeah, what I'm going to do, Andy or Charlie, if you guys can pick it up, I'm in front of my house right now. I'm going to just shut this thing down and go inside and then I'll just pick it back up when I hit the house radio. You got, oh, jeez, sneezing. WA2AXZ. Back to KF2WR.
KF2WR, Andy, New Jersey. Hi, Bob. Go see yourself situated. And, Val, you want to buy a Mac? Welcome to the Mac world, my friend. It's a great place to be. I went Mac and I will never go back. I use PCs only when I have to at work because it's, you know, what they have there. But I will never go back to anything Microsoft if I can help it. How's that for an appetizer for Microsoft? But with that, fellas, I got the puppy dancing at the door before there's an accident in this house. I'm going to go run this puppy outside. If you guys are still here when I get back. But if not, I'll just give a quick 73 now before we have any trouble over here in New Jersey. Great to hear everybody. Great to hear, and try to stay safe, and I'll see some of you, if not all of you, on Wednesday. KF2WR, over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX.
Okay, very good, Andy. And, yeah, you told me about your new doggy there. So, guess he's keeping you busy. Or is it a she? I don't remember. KF2WR, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. And okay, on the Macintosh. I have never used the Macintosh, but my brother has one. He's a graphic designer, and that's all I use is Mac. And he laughs at me for using a PC, so I'm thinking, and, you know, I already got four computers here in a closet full of obsolete ones, so at the moment I don't really need another computer, but it's on my list of gadgets to buy, so maybe I should test drive one of these days, just to see what the big wonderfulness is of a Macintosh. So, let me see. I don't remember who gets it next. I think it's Steve. Let me get over to him if he's still around. And to W2FBR, WB2YZX. Okay, I guess Steve is gone. Over you, WB2PQR, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, WB2PQR in the group. I'm going to let it drop for a second if anybody would like to join. Okay. Yeah, I was getting onto the internet and I was looking up all the different satellites. And what I found also interesting is I would watch the space station. There's a real-time space station locator, and you can watch as it's going into different locations and when it's overhead and when it's in the air, which I think is very interesting. And one of these days I gotta do it. I think. Inputs on 450 and outputs on 2. So it should be interesting. Alright, I think I'm gonna pull the switch. Got a little bit of mash over here before we go to bed. Yeah, it's too early to go to bed before I start playing around with some other toys. So I will send it over to you, Charlie, and see if maybe Lauby got back in the house. And by the way, I got my antenna inside the house here, and I was able to hear Lauby in his car, you know, with his antenna. So it's pretty good. One of these days I'll get my outside antenna going. So WB2YZX in the group, WB2PQR, courtesy K2IRT repeater.
Very good, and during field day we were listening to the International Space Station. There was a Canadian astronaut who was part of the mission. He was, we were all gathered around and trying to work this guy, but it's kind of like trying to work Antarctica, I'm sure, but it was a pileup on him a mile long, even though we couldn't hear anybody else, but it was interesting. Hearing this guy, VA3 something or other. But, in fact, the space station is coming over. Let's see. Oh, be within range in another minute or so. And, Jupiter on, I can only. Different modes on that. And, different. Repeat is operational sometimes, and sometimes you can actually talk to the astronauts, although I've never done it. So let me see. Let's see if Lobie's back in. If not, you can pick it up, Val. So, Lobby, take it. If not, it's yours. Now.
All right, you got Lobby back at the home QTH. And we'll let Val pick it up from here. Go ahead, Val. It's all yours.
Okay, Lobby, thanks a lot. I just wanted to find out also, I think you guys said the meeting was this coming Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Val, we're going to have our meeting on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. A lot of people are doing different things, and that seemed to have been the best day for everybody to do it. So if you're not doing anything Wednesday at 5 o'clock, come on up to 53rd Street. We'll put on a pot of coffee and have a chat.
Okay, Michael Winner. Try my best to get there. I don't think I have anything scheduled at that time. So look forward to coming and seeing all the things that I missed, photographs, and just bring a little bit for the ham set. I'd like to see a few shots there too, if anybody don't mind. And whatever else you guys have to offer, I'll be able to check that out and enjoy the dunks over there and whatever else you guys have to offer. Just look forward to it. Thank you, right?
All right, Val, you know, the door is always open there for you and Al and the rest of the gang. Again, I'll be joining that retiree list, I think, by January 1st or 2nd. So between me, Charlie, and everybody else, even though I'm going to be away, I really won't be away. I'll be in the middle of working at the Transit Museum and other locations there. All right. Just curious, is Steve still out there, FBR, or did he get clear? Steve, W2FBR.
We don't have Steve out there. I know Charlie's there. Give it over to Abe, PQR. So do it, Abe.
I'm getting
afraid. Everybody's running away. Go ahead, Charlie. Pick it up. WB2YZX.
Okay, very good. WH2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, Abe mentioned Ed WH2NDA before. God, we used to, me, Abe, and Ed used to operate 2 meter AM back when Abe was 4 blocks away from me. And God, are we getting old here. And as we speak, I'm hearing packets from the International Space Station. So I can operate two rigs at once here. Actually, I could try to make some contacts on packet typing with my right hand while holding the mic with my left hand. But, whatever. So, I guess we're slowly dwindling away here tonight. So, I don't have much else. Over to you, Lobby.
What frequency is the space station on?
145.825.
Thank you.
As Abe goes running off and spinning the dial to 825. Yeah, I got the 160 meter rig on and I'm just listening now. And there's nothing out of the ordinary. Got a lot of hash, so I'm going to have to wait until about 9 o'clock or so. If I catch Ed, I'll try them a little bit. If not tonight, we'll catch them tomorrow morning. I hear Tom out there, so we'll have to see what happens. I've got nothing else. As I said, I just got back in the house, sitting here in the shack, and I'll do a couple of bills and get ready for a big day tomorrow up at 207th Street Yard. Causing grief and upset along the way. I love doing that. I love doing that. That's the only time anyone pays attention
to the power department is when the lights go out. So, let's give it up to, as I said, Andy has gone walking the dog. Let's try Steve one more time, FBR. FBR, Steve, you still with us? Yeah, that was interesting. I like that. Sounded like a chiller theater there. All right. We'll see if Val has anything. Hey, Val, do you have anything to add before we put a lid on it for another night?
Yeah, I'd just like to tell you,
know, when we were putting that 160 up on my roof, I looked the other day and I moved a piece of paper and I found a silver little piece about a foot and a half long. That was the piece that was supposed to go down in the hole that I never found at the time we were putting it up, but later found it. And, you know, we improvised, you improvised by adding that wire on to it, and it still works. So I just wanted to let you know that if I ever go back up, I'll probably put up the original piece that was supposed to go in there. And then I'll some kind of way rig up my UHF-TH. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it on the shed or try to run it on another section of the roof. We'll see how that goes. But that's about all I have to add. And I think we're about to end it anyway. I think we have about 9 minutes left. So I'll say 73 at this point in time. And always a pleasure to see you guys out there. And I'll say 73. God bless.
Great talking to you again and again to everybody. I want to thank everybody for coming out and making the field day a great success again. Yeah, we'll have our little chat this coming Wednesday. We'll get together. Got to check with Andy and a couple of others. They're getting ready to actually spend money fixing the roof of the substation in Hamels. So the moment I find out the whens and the wherefores on that, we'll probably set a date and lower the beam one more time and let them fix the roof. And while they're up there fixing the roof, I'll make some temporarily permanent additions up there and be done with that. So we'll turn it over to Charlie. Charlie, anything you have to add?
WA2WXZWB2YZX. I said what's going on packet through the space station, WB4ZGO. Well, that's KB4ZGO, rather. I have no idea, excuse me, where he is. So, all right, I have nothing else. I'm going to check out 6 meters again, see if that's cooperating, or maybe 10 meters. So let me say goodnight to you all, and I'll catch you all next week. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, good night.
All right, good night, Charlie. You have a good one, and good luck with all the contacts tonight there. And I'm just...
Wait a minute.
I don't know who's on 160. I just hear Tom out in Ohio right now. Let's see if Abe is still with us. TQR, come on in and put a final.
WB2, TQR, Abe, you still with us?
All right, not hearing anyone else. I want to thank everybody once again. And, of course, thank everybody on the repeater for allowing us to use this time of week here just to get together and have a general chat. If anyone's interested in finding out more information about the K2IRT, hey, we got a new website now, k2irt.org, k2irt.org. So you can check that out. Or you can go to the ARRL soapbox on ARRL.org and just type in K2IRT and you find out a little bit more information, maybe more information that you really wanted to have from about the K2IRT group. That's it for this week, guys. If I if anyone else wants to say anything, the frequency is all yours. I'm going to hit 160 for a few minutes and then hit the sack. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group.
Good night, Lobby. Good night, all. Sorry I missed you guys. I have to play catch up here as well. Fall behind. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll definitely try and make it Wednesday night. WA2AXZ, good night, Lobby. Good night, all. WSW2FBR, Kingsburg, New Jersey, out.
All right, Steve. You be good. I don't know if you're going to get on 160 or not, but I'll be up there for a little bit. Bye-bye for now.
later. I'll try playing catch up with you tomorrow. I missed it today. I'll see you tomorrow.